Call today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls, and then we'll talk about a perverted sicko working for your federal government. The first to the amp line, and to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Sam.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Hey. What's on your mind?
If I owned a gas station and somebody came in and robbed me, and the police came and needed to collect evidence, would they take just the tapes of my surveillance system, or would they take like the VCR and the TV as well?
I think they'd take the tapes.
Yeah, so going back to what they did to Lauren Canario.
Lauren Canario, just a recap for anybody just tuning in. She is a activist here in the state of New Hampshire. She was arrested by the feds over the weekend for trying to walk down a public road, and she happened to have a video camera with her. They stole her camera. Your point?
That's exactly it. There's really no reason to take the camera along with the tapes. I mean, it's a mini DV camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy to play those tapes in just about anything.
It's true.
So, really, they're just trying to kind of rub it in and take the maximum damage that they can.
Yeah. Well, they're thieves. I mean, they're people in positions of power, and virtually nothing can be done to these guys. Who's going to sue the federal government over losing their $250 camcorder?
Right.
Probably nobody, but I may be able to send her mine.
Well, that would be awfully nice. I don't know if that's necessary. I mean, I think she can handle herself pretty well, but nonetheless, that's something you can work out with her. But, yeah, they just stole her camera from her, and they claim they're going to call her. But what do you do in that case? I mean, what do you do when the government steals your property from you? How do you even go about approaching getting it back? How much is it going to cost to go after this? And is it okay then at that point? I mean, if indeed it's this chief, Stephen Monnier, the chief of the head marshal, the U.S. Marshals here in New Hampshire, if indeed it was him that stole the camera, presumably he's responsible for the actions of his men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then would it be acceptable to go to his house and, maybe walk in the front door and take a DVD player from him?
I don't think he would think so.
No, I don't think he would either.
I don't think so. I mean, it's just nuts.
It is. It is. Okay, and I also had a point about, a video that I saw where Mike Gravel came over to some Ron Paul supporters and requested a one-on-one, one-hour debate with Dr. Paul, because, the media debates are really just kind of question and answer sessions, and he really wants to go in depth on the war and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about it. He also mentioned or, alluded to another surprise that he's got in store.
All right.
What if somebody like Mike Gravel switched sides and went over to be Ron Paul's vice president?
I don't think he's that valuable. Yeah, who is Mike Gravel?
He's a Democratic...
No. I know who he is. But, I mean, really, who is Mike Gravel? Do you know what I mean? Nobody knows who he is. He doesn't have the... I don't think he's got the buzz that Ron Paul does of the Democrats, does he?
Now, what about somebody like the Dennis Kucinich guy that wants to end the drug war?
But he's a socialist. I mean, Dennis Kucinich is a dyed-in-the-wool commie. I mean, his wife might be hot and everything, but he is a socialist. So I don't think Ron Paul would ever even consider something like that. I mean, what would you do if you were running for office and a relatively high profile? Let's just say Dennis Kucinich is high profile. Let's just say he is. I mean, he's certainly higher profile than Mike Gravel.
Okay.
If a high profile socialist came up and said, "Hey, I'll help you out with your campaign," and you're a principled libertarian, what do you say to that? You say,
"Well,
no, thanks, but no thanks."
He can't really do that much in the seat of the vice president, but then the CIA is probably going to give Paul a heart attack or something for wanting to fire him all.
Well, it's certainly possible.
I don't know whether that's going to happen. He's brave enough that...
he's not dead yet.
Yeah, he's brave enough to have done it, and I'm, going to support him in his run.
Right. Again, where is the NWO? I mean, where is the NWO when they should be out there doing something awful and tyrannical to control this presidential race? They should have shut Ron Paul down back in February after he announced the run. I mean, certainly after the first debate. That heart attack should have come after the first debate. And, I mean, there's no excuse. The longer they let it run, the more evidence is that there is no such thing as an NWO.
I would agree with you. I would think, though, once it came down to the wire where they're really under a threat from somebody of getting fired and returned back to the free market, that they might want to cook something up, or who knows?
Maybe. Sam, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. It just seems to me, look, if I were a megalomaniacal madman in power, and I did not want my power structure to be threatened. I mean, if you're in power, you don't want that power to go away. And Ron Paul is the one man right now who's in a position to possibly take the reins of power away from the sick freaks and actually drastically reduce the size of government and cut down the power that these people have.
Yeah.
He's the one man, easy target. Why wouldn't you go after him? Why wouldn't you? There's no conspiracy. If there was a conspiracy, Ron Paul never would have even been elected to the state house or to the U.S. House, let alone been given the opportunity to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
Can't answer.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Don't you all know that the New World Order is all run by Freemasons and atheists?
Hey, all I heard Ron Paul was part of the NWO. Maybe that explains everything.
There you go.
So, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Religious Freedom Reformation Act.
You could do that, but first give us a report from MassCan. You were out there over the weekend. The Massachusetts Cannabis Festival, Freedom Festival, was a pretty good event. Lots of turnout while I was there. A little rainy. I heard it cleared up later on in the day. Give us your report. You were the man running the Free State Project booth.
Well, it did get nicer towards the as the afternoon wore on, but I think the people just kind of saw the rain and made other plans. So,
oh.
I mean, it was a lot of people, and from the FSP's point of view, it kind of doesn't matter in the sense that it was nonstop people talking to us.
Sure.
So it was, we were saturated anyways.
Yeah, I was standing at the booth for an hour, and you're right, nonstop is the way to describe it. I mean, there would have been no other way to handle any more people. You just didn't have the staff for it. The booth wasn't big enough.
Lies. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it was great. But I wanted to talk about religious freedom, and you made me talk about something else.
All right. Oh, yeah, I twisted your arm.
Coercion.
Exactly. So Mark read an email from me last week, and I have to say that I believe that, once again, your predisposition bias, Ian has caused you to miss something really key.
Okay, and what's that?
Well, specifically, you were concerned that, well, if they pass this religious freedom reformation thing and they raise the bar by which something can be basically a thought crime, it's not going to stop anything, you asserted, because they just have to show, okay, now we have to show the state has some compelling interest, whatever.
Right, just to recap, you're talking about some piece of legislation at the federal level which will make it so, was it federal level or New Hampshire?
Actually, by a legal technicality, it has to be at the state level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then it was something that would make it so that if someone were smoking marijuana, they could say, well, I'm a Rastafarian, so you can't arrest me. And yeah,
thank you for reminding everybody about the one point that really was important not to bring up, by the way.
Oh. Well, anyway.
It could be like you wanted to build a really weird church in an unzoned area.
Yeah, I see where you're coming at.
We're in a zoned area.
But then the state has to come up with an excuse to say, well, this is in the best interest of the state, so therefore it's still illegal and we're still going to arrest you. And
but
I just said that that's still a huge loophole.
But not really, because the reason that it's interesting is that on February 21st, 2006, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that unambiguously, unanimously, I'm reading from my previous letter, against the government, by which, of course, they mean against the legislative and executive pieces of the government, but mm-hmm. You know what I mean, which involved the use of an illegal substance for religious ceremony. In other words, the Indians got off with the peyote thing. It worked.
Oh, so in other words, you're saying the Supreme Court has already said that there is no state interest in enforcing religious
charges? No, they were the prosecuting piece of the government, the legislative and executive branches, or defending pieces, actually, they couldn't prove that they had a compelling state interest. So the Supreme Court said, then you cannot have that law, or that you have to allow this activity.
Gotcha. So then they'd have to prove that for every single drug, basically. They proved it for peyote, but then they'd have to prove it for the other ones?
Well, I think it would depend more on the kind of circumstance. In this case, it had to do with, I mean, unfortunately, these folks were suing because they wanted to claim disability or something like that, unemployment benefits,
mm-hmm.
after they got fired from their government-sponsored jobs. But
gotcha.
That's not the point.
And the point is?
That's a damn good question, sir.
Are you going to answer it?
I think it has to do more with not so much the drug, but circumstances. Like, is it a private employer that's firing someone, or is it the police, or who knows? It's all up for grabs, but could be tested.
It's a step in the right direction, a baby step, but, you know, that's the way it's got to work, right?
Bingo.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. The feds. One prosecutor's been strung up on some charges. He's a sicko. We'll fill you in. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Very popular page on the website.
Indeed.
Yes, it is. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, so you'll have none of those chemicals wafting up into your sensitive nasal passages in the middle of the night. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
According to the ClickOnDetroit.com, a U.S. Justice Department official has been arrested on suspicion of traveling to Detroit over the weekend to have sex with a minor. John David Atchison, a 53-year-old, was assistant U.S. attorney from the Northern District of Florida, arraigned in Detroit District Court Monday afternoon. An undercover officer posed as a mother offering her child to Atchison for sex, according to police. Now, normally when we're talking about these undercover stings involving internet sex and that sort of thing, it usually involves an undercover officer posing as a 14-year-old girl or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, that's, you could make the argument that kids can consent, I mean, young people, teenagers can consent to sex. Certainly, Canada believes it, their age of consent is 14. So that argument can be made. But there's a certain point at which I don't think anyone could make the argument. I mean, there's a certain point at which you haven't even hit puberty yet, and you couldn't even possibly have sex, should you even want to have sex. It would be damaging and dangerous and awful.
With an adult, but, you know, kids have had sex with kids.
I suppose. But, yes, we're talking about an adult here, a 53-year-old man. And this is just probably one of the more disturbing stories of the year. Prosecutors say Atchison flew from Pensacola, Florida, to Detroit on Sunday, intending to have sex with a 5-year-old girl.
Oh, boy.
Man.
He was arrested at the airport, charged with enticement of a minor to engage in sexual activity. According to the authorities, Atchison made contact with a detective working undercover for the Macomb County Sheriff's Department. The detective, acting as the child's mother, allegedly arranged a sexual encounter between Atchison and her 5-year-old daughter, say police. In deposition, detective said Atchison suggested the mother tell her daughter that, quote, "you found her a sweet boyfriend who will bring her presents," unquote. The undercover detective expressed concern about physical injury to the 5-year-old girl as a result of the sexual activity. Here was this sicko's response. Okay. Now remember, this is an assistant U.S. attorney. This is a federal prosecutor. It makes you wonder, I mean, with this recent instance in the bathroom at the airport with the senator, and all the other just sort of naughty things that have come out of Washington, D.C., how far do the sexual perversions of these men in power go? Here's what he said. Again, the undercover detective expressed concern. He was pretending like he was the kid's mother, so she was concerned about injury to the 5-year-old as a result of sexual activity. Here's what he said, quote, "I'm always gentle and loving. Not to worry. No damage ever. No rough stuff ever. I only like it soft and nice," unquote. But it gets worse. Uh-huh. The undercover detective then asked how Atchison can be certain of no injury. He responded, quote, "just gotta go slow and very easy. I've done it plenty." Close quotes.
I've done it plenty.
This wasn't his first time. That's his claim. I mean, that's a pretty brash claim to make. Something you wouldn't really want to brag about, I wouldn't think. But you know, presuming that he's telling the truth, and he doesn't have any reason to lie about it. Presuming he's telling the truth, how many young people has this man damaged? This federal prosecutor, who no doubt has prosecuted similar cases in his time.
I'm sure he's put people. Well, that's likely going to be a state charge.
He's probably been. He's probably been. You know, in the court system at all different levels. He's probably moved up to the federal level. He's 53 now.
Yeah, but they can get him now. They can get him on federal because it's cross state lines. Interstate communication too.
Atchison,
that it matters whether it's fed or state.
He's been a member of the Florida Bar Association since 1984. Lives in Gulf Breeze, Florida. He's the president of the Gulf Breeze Sports Association, which is a youth athletics organization. In addition, he described himself online as a family man. His wife is a science teacher at Gulf Breeze High School. The Macomb County Sheriff's Department and the FBI were part of the investigation. He's currently in federal custody, and a detention hearing will be held on Tuesday. Wow. Just thought I'd bring that up. just as an example of one of these people who positions themselves publicly as, oh, we're doing things that are in the public good. We're putting away these violent criminals. I am a federal prosecutor. You can trust me. Or can you?
And, you know, I was just thinking, Ian, if you were to hear this on some other radio station, it would just be a general sort of, well, you know, isn't that just another example of some bad, you know, idiot out there in government?
Just another one of the bad apples.
Yeah, I don't like their party or that party or this group or that group. And you say to yourself, you know, when does it come time to start questioning not just the fact that these people appear in government and there are corrupt people in government, but that government itself is a corrupt entity?
Absolutely.
And that you don't need government. And we, you know, we can get into the abstracts of you know, free marketeerism.
Well, let's touch on the marketplace here, because
okay,
this guy, federal prosecutor, he'll probably get fired over this one, because that's really the only time that we ever see government people get fired is when kids are involved.
Let's hope he goes to jail, too.
Sickness. I hope so.
Yeah.
But in the marketplace...
Hold on. Before you go any farther with that, you just said, I hope so. Now, you realize there was no victim, right?
That's one of the other things you want to bring up.
You know, that's a good point. There was no victim.
You're sick. Go ahead. Talk about your free market crap. I just wanted to pin you in the corner and...
You're right. I didn't think about that. Yeah. But nonetheless, this guy, in the marketplace, regardless of whether or not he should go to jail, there would be some sort of consequences for his employers. If indeed there were, we had a marketplace where there was competition between arbitrators to you know, as far as if you've got a problem, you take it to the arbitrators and they decide instead of having government courts. There's nobody who's going to become accountable for this man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nobody above him that's going to get the axe. There's nobody else in the bureaucracy that's going to suffer anything at all because they had a bad apple amongst them. Whereas if this were a business, then there would be some major red on the faces of the business owners in that particular case.
And, you know, Ian, it also works the other way. Sometimes because you've got a government entity and that government entity has turnover regarding for political reasons, for example, Republicans replace Democrats, Democrats replace Republicans, you could potentially have good people who are doing a good job replaced for no reason other than that they are not in line with the particular political front of that group.
They didn't
that
play
is
ball.
Now entering. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So
and that's happened.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Absolutely right.
So, Mark, you're accurate to say that he didn't actually do anything physically, but on the other hand, I normally jump into the fence of the guys that are going after the 15-year-old girls or whatever. I mean, in that case, those girls can consent. In this case, not so much.
Well, now, yeah, but in those cases, there's no victim. In this case, there's no victim. And that's usually what your
right,
defense is.
You're right.
No
that's
victim.
That's a tough one.
I was
going to
bring that up.
You can take control.
I want to talk about that.
This is Free Talk Live. We will.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell gelatin gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Music faded real quick there because there was a little technical difficulty during the break. Nonetheless, we're back. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. The bulletin board system's there. We've got over 250,000 posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Mark, you caught me red-handed.
Yep, I'm afraid I did.
You got me good. We are talking about this sicko, John David Atchison, 53, federal prosecutor from Florida, who over the weekend apparently decided to fly up to Detroit with the intention of having sex with a five-year-old girl. He'd had an online conversation with a detective posing as the theoretical girl's mother, and was talking about how, well, I mean, she basically sold her girl for sex.
And you claim that, you know, if there's no victim, there's no crime. And there likely wasn't even a five-year-old little girl. Even if there was, she didn't get touched by this guy. And
normally that's what I claim, but
normally you, you know, you'd be on the side of this guy, but A, he's a bureaucrat and you don't like that crap.
That's true. And he's a sick, sick man.
Normally
that's
you would say that I just come up with a crazy scenario where somebody might sell their 5-year-old daughter to, I don't know, a 50-year-old federal prosecutor, and he might fly across the country to have sex with that child. And, you know, here it is. Here it is, man. No victim, no, is this a crime?
Man, that's tough. He's definitely doing something that's just messed up and sick. And
yes, he needs a jail cell.
I think
really,
that,
really bad.
You caught me on that one, Mark.
Yeah.
I feel like I should go back, but I don't want to because he's sick.
Well, you know, I had to deal with something like this. I was writing a big article on the Children's Internet Pornography Act or Internet Protection Act. There are two, CIPA, and there's another one. And that's back when John Ashcroft was, actually even before John Ashcroft was Attorney General. And they have a facet about it's the Children's Virtual Pornography Protection Act, which is about young, you know, computer-generated images of young people, underage
right.
people engaged in sexual acts, which are not real people. Now, if it is a real individual, then you can say, okay, a crime has been committed, and in it there is photographic evidence mm-hmm. of a crime, an underage individual being thrust into a sexual situation, which clearly is a crime. But if it's a virtual thing, then there is no victim. That's a much clearer situation where you can say, you know what, there's no victim, you can't arrest this person, that's just the way it works. Now, localities could have something if they wanted to about the sale of this type of thing or that sort of thing under the First Amendment, which allows for localities to have those types of laws. And I think that's an excellent sort of cipher or analogy to the free market paradigm, which is the towns themselves could make those types of rules if they wanted to become that intrusive and say you can or cannot have these, we'll have inspections or whatever, who knows. But when you come down to these sort of things with young people who cannot protect themselves and 50-year-old guys trying to prey upon them,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you've got a sting operation, as Mark says, there is no victim. So I think it depends the paradigm under which you're operating. If you're operating in a market paradigm, in a non-government paradigm, the localities can set those rules. And I would trust them to be able to set rules that, for preventative reasons, they could have rules that would not allow people to do these types of things, and they could allow for stings. Another example is, if you had privatized roads, would you allow along those privatized roads bars or not allow bars?
Mm.
What would be the likelihood? In your town, would you allow people to drink alcohol or not based on the propensity that they might get into a car? It's not illegal to drink alcohol. You're not bringing harm to yourself. And it's the likelihood is higher that you'll be bringing harm to someone else, but you're not necessarily bringing harm to someone else by entering into a car drunk.
It's true.
So those sort of ambiguous situations, I think, are best cleared up by society, not government, by free markets, and people can voluntarily sign on to those things.
You know then, what? I think you're right on that, and I think I did jump. My emotions took hold, Mark, and I'm glad you brought that up, because in this particular case, you're right, there is no victim. Mm-hmm. There was certainly some sick intent here, in which case I think maybe it would be more effective to simply publish the chat log, you know, to do kind of what the perverted justice guys do, except they do it to guys going after teenagers.
Who's in a free market scenario where there is no government to do this? Because this was a cop that did this, somebody, you know, a civil servant, somebody that we paid to do this. And I say they're doing their job, and they're doing it well. But in the free market, who's going to be out there looking for, trying to catch this guy and then publishing,
perverted justice.
Who's but
are you kidding me? You don't know
this wasn't perverted justice in this particular instance.
No, it could have been. They tend to go after the guys that are interested in teenage girls.
There's
no reason why it couldn't be done.
The chat log's going to be huge. Who's going to read
it? Some excerpts like this in this article.
It is interesting how we view victimless crimes under the state system in which we are currently forced to live.
Yeah,
pretty much forced. We don't have too many other choices around.
Sure.
So you say to yourself, okay, victimless crime, is there a difference between victimless crime without any intent to go after anyone else and victimless crime with the intent to go after anyone else? You could potentially look at that as a threat.
Because this is the type of crime that you can't really do a full sting on. You couldn't possibly have a 5-year-old kid waiting in a house somewhere and bring this guy in a room and get the kid naked. At what point is the crime committed? I mean, is it actually when he touches the kid, or is it when he takes the kid's clothes off?
There is criminal threatening. There are criminal threatening laws. So, for example, if somebody were to say something to you, say, I'm going to kill you, then you could get them prosecuted as criminal threatening.
I want to touch your son. Could that be considered a threat?
That's one of the tricky things. That could be a criminal threat it would definitely be a criminal threat if there is a real person behind that.
But in this case, the mother made the deal, so it wasn't necessarily a threat per se.
Well, no, it's still a child criminal, statutory criminal threatening. Yeah,
and I bet you that child would, that child didn't, and I bet that child would struggle and be very upset.
Right.
Probably.
Right. But this is the tricky thing. What if there were no child? I mean, there have been plenty of stings where there's an adult on MySpace posing as an underage
I don't believe
person.
There was a child in this case.
Right.
Not.
Right. So let's say there wasn't. Is it really criminal threatening? Because it's abstract then. There is no individual who's really the object of the threat.
It's a thought crime is what it is, right?
Yeah,
and he's thinking in his mind, he's getting off on the idea, he really wants to do it, and it sounds like he's done it in the past.
He did more than think about it, though. He took a lot of steps. He flew to, he was flying to Detroit.
He was going
to
arrive.
I'm sorry.
But that's true. And he did admit in the conversation that he'd done it before. So
that's
perhaps
right.
That would be enough to charge him with something. I mean, he didn't specify who he did it to.
Well, you would need to put a location on it to get a charging body. You would need to know a victim. You'd need
right.
to
well, those
to...
are all in the government paradigm.
And
the
other part of that is it probably wouldn't be admissible under his Miranda rights. Under the Miranda case, he was not aware of his rights that it could incriminate him.
So actually,
so they probably can't even admit that. In
so this that might actually be a tough court case in the government system, whereas in a market system, things might be a little bit stricter.
Actually, that's a great point. That is an excellent, excellent point, because they could set up standards that would be even more open to allow that sort of thing in there.
Right.
People could choose if they wanted to deal with those systems or not.
Yeah, that's all we needed. Is he said he did this. He's a sicko. Here's the chat log. As far as we know, this was him talking and not his son or whatever.
It's base ogres like this disgusting individual, that tell me that this whole free market thing just simply don't work.
No, it's just the fact that you can't envision how the market would work.
We
need you just don't have vision. You're not in search of a profit.
This crap.
Yeah, that's where the mindless run to when they can't think up anything creative.
Well, I'm sorry, it's working.
Is it working?
Did this little 5-year-old get raped?
There was no 5-year-old in the first place.
How do you know?
It didn't work to stop him the other times, did it? What about all the ones he did rape?
And how would the free market system have stopped it?
I think it could have been even more.
There is nobody out there in the free market looking to stop him because they believe the government's handling
it. Perverted justices.
They're not looking for people going after 5-year-olds. They're looking for people going after 15-year-olds, Mark. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. How do you think the marketplace would handle this? Or do you think that everything is just peachy keen with the government system? This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features for free. Enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and purchase some products at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut of virtually anything you order, whether it be one of their brand new products from 41 categories you can shop in, or a used product. We'll get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones, to the phone, talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I was listening to Saturday's podcast and realized, you know, I called at the air race, and when the planes went by, of course, it was unintelligible, so you dropped the call and went on to the next subject. But before you did, you stated something about seeing video of the plane crashing into the crowd and people on fire and all that.
Yes, yes.
I just wanted to qualify that. Such a thing has never happened at the Reno Air Races. Apparently, you were looking at video.
I didn't say it was the Reno Air Races. I didn't even know what air race you were at. I knew you were in Nevada, but that's about all I knew.
Right.
There was some video of some air race where somebody got incinerated.
It actually wasn't an air race. That was an air show in was in Europe, and I don't recall exactly where.
Now,
what's
the difference between an air show and an air race? There's just in the show, there's no race. It's still planes just flying around.
Right. In the show, you're looking at static, either flybys or aerobatic displays and things of that nature. And, of course, the Reno Air Races does have all those things in between the races.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the only place where you can actually go watch people in big, expensive, loud airplanes racing each other around a course, a course that's laid out by pylons.
And unlike in NASCAR, where only, you know, crashes happen sometimes, they don't always result in flames. If a plane comes down, it's probably going to be pretty gruesome.
Ugh. Actually, it's not technically. I mean, it's not always that way. We did have the worst, probably the most gruesome one this year, which was an L-39 Albatross jet, which crashed right along the front line and.
Yikes.
Burst into a ball of flames. But
how close was that to the viewers?
It was quite a ways from the viewers. It was fairly close to home pylon, which is where I happened to be at the time.
Jeez, that has got to be frightening.
And Yeah, it was pretty shocking. But this is the first time we've ever had a jet crash. And I don't expect to see it ever happen again.
Well, glad you made it out alive, Gene. Hey, on another note...
There was no one injured but the pilot.
Now, on another note, since you're the Christian anarchist, and you just heard us talking while you were on hold, at least, about this a theoretical five-year-old that was going to be molested by this sick federal prosecutor traveling from Florida to Detroit in order to commit the deed. How do you feel like, in a world without government, a situation like that would be handled? What's your vision for that?
Well, I've made it pretty clear in the past that a situation like that would be handled by the family. And... justice at the hands of the victims and the victim's family. It would not take place in a court of law. In my book, it would be the old-fashioned way, where justice is dealt out by the people that are most affected by the crime.
Very good, Gene. What about if let's say the scenario was, and there's somebody out there like this, Gene. Let's say the scenario was that instead of it was a fake, the cop was faking it. That in fact there was a woman that was willing to sell for the right amount of money the services of her 5-year old. Then the family can't really protect.
No, but there would be somebody else, or there would be no one. I mean, there are. In an anarchistic society, it is hardly perfect. It's not a perfect society, but neither is the situation we have now. In fact, I think the situation we have now is a lot worse than
Absolutely.
An anarchistic society. But right. If you ever remember, if you look back, there was an old movie called Pretty Baby, and it was, what's her name's first movie?
Jodie Foster?
No.
Well, I don't know.
Very famous girl actress now. Anyway, she was like 12 or 13 at the time, and she even did like a nude scene from the back. So here, technically, this would qualify as child porn today, but you can actually rent that movie on Netflix. It's called Pretty Baby. Oh, Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields.
That's
yeah.
It.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she was a child prostitute, and her mother was a prostitute, and she got, inducted into the prostitution game when she was like 14 because, grew up in the whorehouse
and a lot of these cases the government's not ever going to be there to catch these guys,
right? And I mean, those kind of things will happen, and they do happen, and it's not a nice thing to think about.
Certainly
but
not.
People do some terrible things, and eventually somebody will check their clock.
There you go, Gene. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about how things like this can happen in the real world outside of the Internet, because it's easy for the cops to set up an Internet sting. They just, go into the sicko chat rooms and start talking to people. Eventually, they'll find one that will bite. But in the real world, the situations that bring weird, sick stuff like this about is... usually people that are on crack or meth or something like that. That's usually what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a mother who, in her right mind, would never consider doing something like this. But when she's fiending for her next hit of crack cocaine and she's all out of money, and then she's got a sicko dealer who would be interested in something like that, that absolutely could come up. She could absolutely say, well, I'll offer you my daughter, however old the daughter is. Could be 12, could be 5, could be whatever. And then, she enters into some sort of an agreement with, then she enters into some sort of an agreement with the dealer, and that's how the things happen. And no one ever knows about it. So I think that one of the ways we could reduce, a realistic way to reduce this kind of sick encounters would be to legalize drugs. Because then you wouldn't have these cracked out moms or meth head moms in a state of needing cash, because the drugs would be affordable. If drugs were legal, you'd be able to afford them at working at McDonald's, for instance, and so you wouldn't have to sell the services of your son or daughter.
Right. It's true. I mean, alcohol's reasonable. I'm not saying it's a good drug or anything, but it's reasonably priced. So
right. There aren't
so
many alcoholic parents selling off their kids.
Right. As is cigarettes. And if you look back at when heroin was legal and back when all drugs were legal, they were very affordable.
You could send your kid to buy the heroin back in the day if you wanted to. Let's go unscreened to the amplifier line. Who is this?
This is Rob in Atlanta.
Hey, Rob, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about this pervert situation and how it would be handled by the free market.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, in the mythical land of free marketopia, what we would have is ostracism. And, you know, I think a lot of times people, when they hear ostracism, they think about how it works maybe in a small community. You just don't talk with this guy. He goes on about his business, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about a real free market world with widespread instant communications and reputation agencies which rate your reputation, essentially a person who is universally ostracized will starve to death because they cannot get any sort of employment. They can't buy food from my business because I don't want to serve them.
Right.
So what you're talking about is, at the end of the day, these sorts of things, even where there is no victim, there would not be any punishment in the sense that there would be no action by any outsider which would generate a liability because they wouldn't be violating any of his property rights. However, there's no obligation whatsoever for me to sell you food, do business with you, employ you, or any other thing.
Absolutely right.
So what you will end up having is a guy like this. Yeah, you're free to go back to your house. You probably won't be able to go out on the street unless you have some sort of contractual agreement where you are specifically allowed on your street. But once you get beyond your street, at the street where you normally pay a toll or whatever it is to get to your job, you can't go there. You're not going to be able to go back to your job. You're not going to be able to go around the corner and go to the grocery store because the merchant's not going to sell to you. Your neighbors aren't going to talk to you. You're either going to have to leave, go become a hermit on some island somewhere. You're going to starve to death where you are, or you'll be shot dead while you're trying to break into someone's house and steal food from them.
Mm. Yeah.
It's quite a vision. And in the event that indeed someone is falsely accused, of course, that person could take it to an arbitrator and they could say, look, I didn't do this. I don't know what they're saying. It wasn't me. And they could hopefully, you know, show them that they've been framed or whatever and not have their reputation damaged. And I'm sure there'd be sort of checks and balances.
Well, I mean, you're not going to have any. There'll be no obligation to force someone to ostracize you. So the only way you would have a universal ostracization for the situation would be if the evidence were truly overwhelming and the person just could not make any sort of case that they were innocent.
Right, like in the case where the guy shows up at the Detroit airport in order, you know, with the intention of going to this person's house.
Exactly. I mean, so
as opposed to just a chat log. Like a chat log is not good enough.
It would be overwhelming evidence. It would not be, and like I say, everyone would have to agree to it in order for this for someone to be universally ostracized.
You got it.
It would just happen, and then all of a sudden you can't do anything about it. No, every individual would have to agree to it.
Great call as always, awesome. Rob. Thanks, dude. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Just because you can't envision how the marketplace would handle it doesn't mean it wouldn't be able to. See you tomorrow night.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.